Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Measuring Post. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of being humble. Today's quote comes from a legendary basketball coach. He won 10 championships with UCLA, lived to be 99 years old, the legendary and highly respected John Wooden. He once said, "Talent is God-given, be humble. Fame is man-given, be thankful. Conceit is self-given, be careful." I think that's a really awesome way to think about how you present yourself. How you present yourself to others and how you treat them says a lot about your character. You should always treat everyone with respect and humility. Remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, how big your house is, what kind of car you drive, the clothes you wear. Those aren't the things that make you a good person. Treating people with dignity and as if they matter makes you a good person. That's called being humble. God created you in His image, and that means He gave you your unique abilities and talents. And it's your responsibility to use those abilities and talents to benefit the world around you. Don't put yourself up on a pedestal thinking that you're better than everyone by using the gifts that God gave you in a negative way. You should never ever compare yourself or your skill sets or talents to anyone around you because you don't know their struggles, you don't know where they came from. Some people come from broken homes, others come from poverty and struggle to afford the basic needs of day-to-day life. Some people have dealt with different types of abuse and neglect, and you don't know those stories. So make sure you never look down at somebody or judge somebody because you don't really know what's going on under the surface. Also understand that others might not be as physically or mentally gifted as you are. A lot of people suffer from mental illness and physical disabilities that can make life more challenging for them. It's important that you always remain humble and keep that in the back of your mind. Being humble is also a great way to improve relationships because people are more likely to want to be around you if they know you're humble. Fame, on the other hand, unlike talent, is given to you by others. It's usually a recognition of your work or your talents and perhaps some third alternative that went viral. Fame is often fleeting. You always hear it called the 15 minutes of fame, but it can be long-lasting. But remember, it's always outside of your direct control. So if you ever do get to experience something like fame, you should be thankful for that. You can appreciate the recognition and the applause, but don't let it define your self-worth. And remember that fame doesn't define who you are, so always remain humble. And finally, let's talk about conceit. John Wooden warns us to be careful with conceit because it's self-given. It's a product of your ego. Your inflated self-perception that risks alienating others and isolating ourselves because nobody wants to be around the cocky, conceited guy. Conceit is the true antithesis of humility. It's pretty much a roadblock to growth. I mean, think about it. If you have to explain how great you are to everyone around you, then you're probably not that great. It's okay to be proud of your accomplishments and even toot your own horn every once in a while. Just always remain humble. It's genuinely one of the best characteristics you can have. Humility at its core is about understanding your place in the world. It's about recognizing that while we all have unique gifts and abilities, we're all still part of a larger community. And your actions and behaviors, no matter how seemingly insignificant, can have a major impact on the people in the world around you. Humility allows you to grow and learn, to listen and appreciate, and to step back when necessary and let someone else shine. It allows you to be thankful for the recognition you receive, but it also reminds you not to lose yourself in your own self-importance. Talent and fame are gifts, but conceit, that's a trap. And if you're not careful, your success can go to your head and you become arrogant. But if you stay humble, you can use your talent and fame to help others and make the world a better place. Remember to be humble when your talent shines, thankful when fame graces your door, and careful when you feel conceit creeping in. For today's challenge, I'd like you to reflect on how you can practice humility in your own life. How can you shift your focus from solely achieving personal success to uplifting others around you? These are the type of questions that truly help you grow. Remember that talent and fame may come and go, but the respect earned from leading a life marked by humility, now that's something that stands the test of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, find us and connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Head over to themeasuringpost.com and sign up for the newsletter. And as always, keep on growing and keep on measuring. This is Joe Massa signing off.